From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama meets his Cuban counterpart, Raul Castro, Monday, on the second day of his historic visit to the communist-run island nation. Mr. Obama is the first sitting U.S. leader to visit Cuba in 88 years. He restored diplomatic relations with Cuba last year after a 55-year break. The president arrived aboard the presidential aircraft Air Force One Sunday and greeted by Cuba's foreign minister, Bruno Rodriguez. The president took a walking tour of Old Havana with his family and met with U.S. Embassy staff.
For the first time ever, Air Force One has landed in Cuba, and this is our very first stop. So this is a historic visit, and it's a historic opportunity to engage directly with the Cuban people and to forge new agreements and commercial deals, to build new ties between our two peoples, and for me to lay out my vision for a future that's brighter than our past.
During his three-day visit, Mr. Obama is to meet entrepreneurs and members of Cuba's civil society, including human rights activists, and deliver an address to the Cuban people. As the president arrived Sunday, security officials arrested dozens of opposition demonstrators in Havana opposed to the Castro government. These were chanting, "Obama, Cuba has a dream." Kenya's military says it killed 34 al-Shabaab militants in two separate clashes in southern Somalia. A spokesman said 13 of the militants were killed and a mid-level al-Shabaab commander captured in Sarira in lower Juba region. Another 21 militants were killed Saturday after they ambushed a military convoy near Afmadaw. The spokesman said two Kenyan soldiers were killed, five others were wounded. In January, al-Shabaab militants overran a Kenyan military base in El Ad in Gedo region, killing a large number of troops. This is VOA News.